من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولتجدنهم أحرص الناس على حياة ومن الذين أشركوا يود أحدهم لو يعمر ألف سنة وما هو بمزحزحه من العذاب أن يعمر والله بصير بما يعملون. After Allah Ta'ala had challenged the Jews that if they really love Allah and the Akhirat is exclusive for them and nobody else is going to enter Jannat besides them, and that they are going to definitely enter Jannat, and that if they have to go to Jahannam, it will be just for a little while. If they are true in that, then Allah Ta'ala challenged them that desire for more. Because that is the only way that you can get to the Akhirat, through the door of maut. But in fact, Allah Ta'ala declares here, you will find a complete opposite with regard to them. وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَسَ النَّاسِ عَلَىٰ حَيَىٰ. To dekhe ga un sab logo se zyada haris zindagi par. You will find that these, the Jews, they are the most greedy on living a long life. On life of this dunya, they just don't want to die at all. وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Or ziyada haris mushriko se bhi. And they are even more greedy, more anxious, more desirous of this dunya's life than even the mushriks. The mushriks who are people who don't believe in the Akhirat and they don't have any hope for anything there. While the Jews, on the other hand, they do believe in the Akhirat, that there is life after death. But even in spite of that, Allah Ta'ala says you will find that this Jewish people, they are the ones who are the most greedy on life. They just don't want to die at all. And the reason for that, the main reason, is because they know of the sins that they have committed. And there are reports right till today that the Jews, if they are diagnosed with a certain disease and there is no treatment for it, then they want them to be frozen until such time when the remedy for that disease is found. Then they must be again brought back to life according to their thinking, and that remedy must be given to them. In other words, they just don't want to die at all. And that is the condition of a person who is full of sins and knows that azab is waiting for them. And just to bluff themselves, they say that we are going to Jannat and the Jannat is exclusive for us. If we have to go to Jahannam, it will be just for a little while and then we will be going to Jannah. And all this we should remember that Allah is reminding us this should not be our condition. That we also just want to live and we have love for this life of dunya. To save a life is very good, but the real thing is to give a life for the Akhirat. Allah has made us here, and we are not going to live forever. We have to prepare for the Akhirat, which is our eternal abode. And a person who keeps that in mind, and a person, we should always refresh our mind of the ni'mat of Jannat, which the Quran Sharif has explained in so many places, what wonderful life that is. And in the hadith even more. And Allah reward the ulama who have written whole kitabs on the beauty and the enjoyments of Jannah. So if that is in front of us, we will never be overtaken with the things of this dunya. Our houses, our cars, our travels, our clothing, nothing will appeal to us. A person will then automatically have the desire for Akhirat. And dunya's life, as Allah says in this ayat in front, that even if it is 1,000 years, then still you are going to die. And 1,000 years compared to the Akhirat is absolutely nothing. Akhirat's life is not 1,000, not 10,000, not 100,000, not 1,000,000, billion, trillion, quadrillion. It is forever and ever. So no matter how long we live here, the longest life in this world is of shaitan. He wanted that life and Allah gave him respite, but his life will also come to an end. And he also will realize, comparing to the Akhirat, that this life of this dunya, which was so long, Nuh alayhi salatu was salam was given a life of about over 1,000 years. But Shaitan's life is since all till the day of Qiyamah. But he also is going to die. And the Akhirat is forever. So really a mu'min should keep his eyes on the Akhirat. We shouldn't have this greed for this dunya's life. If it is, it is for making ibadah. It is to please Allah, to sacrifice for deen, to the extent that we give our lives for deen. Dunya's life is not to live it up here. Not all the enjoyments which we think of, sports, holidays, our hobbies, etc. Dunya's life is never for that. Dunya's life is to prepare for the Akhirat. So Allah give us proper understanding and let us not fall in the trap of the Jews. Allah brings us here in the Quran Sharif that we take a lesson and that we don't, we just following today blindly what this Jewish people are dishing out in whatever form in the world, and we become their slaves. Not only physically, but even mentally we become their slaves. We think like them and we want to do things like that. So there for them, dunya's life is everything. That should not be the case with a mu'min. Our life is the life of Akhirat, the life of deen. May Allah give us all tawfiq.